brilliant from start to finish. The Chris led from the second stage of the rally the whole way to the end of the rally, and I should tell you the truth, it's the performance that everybody knew he was capable of, and he just took a wee while to get putting it together. So it was brilliant for everybody to see him bring it home yesterday all in one piece.
We've known the talent of Chris Meek for quite some time, and obviously won in Rally Argentina last year. Between now and then, he didn't really get a chance to build in that victory. Is it a case that Rory, with him not competing in so many rounds this year, not having the pressure of getting championship points, do you think that benefited him over the weekend?
You would have to say, Oisin, that was a benefit to him, surely, because really he's competing in the WRC, but he's not competing in the Drivers' Championship this year. It's a very limited program, and really Chris's role is based on developing the new Citroën for 2017. They had a sort of bad year, so to speak, in their terms, a bad year in 2015. So I think they shelved the whole thing and said the best way to deal with this is put the full effort into developing the car in 2016, have it ready for 2017. So it's for Chris, it's fantastic to come out on top. You know, that sort of performance. That sort of performance is unbelievable at this level.
And I suppose when you look at the times and the likes of Sebastian Ogier there and Andreas Mikkelsen, he was on it right from the get-go with it. And for most of the weekend, the rest of them had problems in keeping up with Chris.
Well, you see, a lot of and some of the benefits for Chris was that he wasn't running first on the road. Ogier was running first on the road. So on a gravel rally, you know, if you're on first on the road, you're actually sweeping the road clean for the rest of the cars. And as each car goes by, the road gets cleaner and cleaner down to where the best grip is on the road. You know, that's the theory on it anyway. So Chris is running a bit further back, so he got the benefit of that. But, you know, it's all about making the best of your opportunities, and he doesn't always get them, you know, he doesn't always get that type of condition we're running. So fair play to him, he made the most of that, and OJ was complaining away about his road position, and he wasn't able to do the times because of that. But nevertheless, you know, at the end of the day, Chris is quickest. I think certainly on the highest percentage of the stages throughout the rally, and fair play to him. It's what it's all about. Now it's great for his confidence and great for the team, and it sets him up well for next year.
Yeah, it was last March, wasn't it, that he took victory in Rally Argentina? Do you think we're going to have to wait that long again to see Chris Meek in first position in a WRC event, Rory?
I wouldn't think that at all. I think Chris is a very accomplished driver anyway, and that's why he's the number one driver for the Citroën World Rally team. And they have every confidence that he's capable of doing this, but there's so many variables that you have to sort of try and tie down and make sure, you know, it all goes your way on the day. And it's 3 days of a very intense high pressure situation, and you know, it's all a matter of pulling all them things together and making it happen for you. So I have every confidence in Chris and his co-driver Paul that they can, you know, go from strength to strength from here.
And it's amazing too what a year in rallying can do as well, because we reflect back on last year for Chris. He was very, very unfortunate, and a lot of events luck really wasn't on his side. But it's a case of when everything comes together, it shows that this man can beat the best in the world and is the quickest in the world.
No doubt about that, Oisin. You know, in any sport, it doesn't matter what it be. Should it be Rory McIlroy yesterday or whatever, Michael Murphy kicking the ball over the bar, you need to have a bit of luck, and Chris certainly has had that this year. Last year he was very short in luck, but this year he's things are going his way, and it's brilliant to see that, because, you know, if you don't have luck, you might as well sit in the house.